Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Joel Mabus and his recording Parlor Guitar. It's a collection of pop standards from the early 20th century. We heard Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band. Parlor Guitar is on Fossil Records. On our last program, we listened to jazz players and composers who use folk music as the foundation for their own music. This week, we'll turn the tables and listen to some folk music performers who play music from the jazz idiom. We'll open the program with Joni Mitchell, who wrote lyrics and adapted some tunes from Charles Mingus. Here's his tribute to the great tenor sax player Lester Young, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. It's from Joni's recording Mingus on Asylum Records. She's joined by members of Weather Report and others, including Herbie Hancock. Folk musicians playing jazz on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Happiness, right? bright and sweet. Love is never easy street. Now we are black and white, embracing out in the lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town or be hung in a tree. That's unlikely. Tonight, these crowds are heavy and loud. Children are up dancing in the streets. In the sticky middle of the night, summer, serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades. Where right or wrong, under neon, every feeling goes on. For you and me, the sidewalk is a history book and a circus. Dangerous clowns balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down.
But blazing chicory, brighten up the roadside, swallows on the power line, counting the cars. She is in the northward flow from the city. In a few more hours, she'll be sleeping beneath the stars. She's at a bend in the river. Carry her out of sight. Bend in the river. Surprise her in the night. Bend in the river. There's always one more turn. There's always one more lesson you got to learn. It was a hot early evening in late July. Scorpio aimed at the moon. He was singing Motown to the washing machine when he heard the song of a loon. He shut his mouth to hear it came from deep within. He knew that something was peculiar indeed. And when a voice from the dryer said, "You better move, boy," it was a voice he thought he ought to heed. Yes, a voice that he chose to heed. Surprised him in the night. Bend in the river. Yet there always one more turn. There's always one more lesson you got to learn. Well, you can run,
stand still,
talk loud for the better part of a lifetime. And then one righteous day at your heart starts talking, says, "I'm here to claim
what's mine.
Yes, I'm here to recover
what's mine.
Looks like I got here in the nick of time." The dark, 'cause they've been lovers for a long, long time. And if you find yourself a little too dry inside, look for water in a new state of mind. Maybe water in a new state of mind. Bring us all to a bend in the river. Carry us out of sight. Bend in the river. Surprise us in the night. Bend in the river. There's always one more turn, and there's always one more lesson you got to learn. Bring us out to a bend in the river. Carry us out of sight. Bend in the river. Might surprise us in the night. Bend in the river. Yeah, there's always one more turn, and there's always one more lesson. Yes, there's always one more lesson, and there's always one more lesson you got to learn.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're listening to folk musicians who have used jazz as a basis for some of their sounds. Claudia Schmidt has always used a number of different meters in her tunes, and we just heard Bend in the River, the title track of a collection of hers on Red House Records. And before that, we heard from Terry Cox from the band Pentangle, from their live recording Sweet Child, and a tune dedicated to Moondog. That was from 1968. And we let off that set with Joni Mitchell and Goodbye Pork Pie Hat from her recording in dedication to Charles Mingus, Mingus on Asylum Records. Tony Rice has used jazz frequently in his playing. This is from Backwaters. Takes the classic My Favorite Things and does it all up Tony Rice style. Here's Tony Rice on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
sometime I'll be with you to change your name to mine. Someday in May you'll come and say, happy's the bride, the sun shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime, you will be mine in apple blossom time.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your form just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet like wine, your cheeks so soft and close to mine, divine. Now how my heart is singing while the band is swinging. I'm never tired of romping and stomping with you at the Savoy. What joy, a perfect holiday, Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, then let me stomp away with you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1604. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. Thank you. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Parlor Guitar by Joel Mabus, and we just heard a couple of tunes. I'm Just Wild About Harry, written by Ubi Blake, and Avalon, which was based upon an aria by Puccini. Parlor Guitar is on Fossil Records. We've been listening this week to folk musicians who use jazz as a sort of a leaping off point. Before that, we heard from Billy Novick and Guy Van Duzer from their recording Billy and Guy, and Benny Goodman's classic tune Stompin' at the Savoy. That's on Daring Records. And before that, Rich O'Brien from his recording Seasons, Roads, and Faces. And we heard Chris O'Connell, who used to sing with Asleep at the Wheel. And we heard I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time from Rich's recording Seasons, Roads, and Faces. And that's on Shanicky Records. And we let off that set with the Tony Rice Unit from their recording Backwaters. And My Favorite Things, featuring Tony on the guitar, Todd Phillips on the bass, Wyatt Rice on the rhythm guitar, John Reichman on the mandolin, and Fred Carpenter on the violin. That's on Rounder Records. If you think about folk musicians playing jazz, you can't help but think of David Grisman. This is from his recording made in 1979 at the Great American Music Hall, along with Stephan Grappelli and Tiny Moore. And here's Satin Doll from David Grisman on The Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. fly. I've the cutest little living room that you did ever spy.
Poor fly.
Paul Desmond's Take Five from the band No Strings Attached, and that's the title track. That's on the old Turquoise Records label from back in 1987. Good stuff from No Strings Attached. And before that, we heard a Fats Waller tune that he wrote back in 1938, The Spider and the Fly, from Sylvia Harold and the Rhythm Bugs, and it's the title track of that recording, The Spider and the Fly, and that's on Tuxedo Records. And we let off that set with David Grisman and Stefan Grappelli recorded live at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco back in 1979, and we heard Satin Doll. Stefan was on violin, David on mandolin, Mike Marshall was on the second mandolin. We heard Mark O'Connor on the guitar, Rob Wasserman on the bass, and Tiny Moore on the electric mandolin. Stefan Grappelli and David Grisman live was originally released on Warner Brothers Records back in 1981. We're listening to folk musicians playing jazz this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and one of my most prized possessions is a CD of a recording called Country All-Stars, Jazz from the Hills. This was recorded back in October of 1956 at the RCA Studios in New York City, featuring Jethro Burns, along with Homer Haynes, Chet Atkins, and others. Here's the Royal Garden Blues on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Returned to the States after being overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear. But since you've been gone, you see, we've been blessed with this darling baby. And a cute little one is he." She took the baby in her arms. She said, "Benny is his name." He said, "I've been gone away 3 years, darling. Can't you please explain? So I won't feel so dumb. Tell me, where did little Benny come from?" And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven. His face got red still." She repeatedly said, "Benny's from heaven." He said, "I've asked all the neighbors that come around, but no one can seem to remember Benny coming down. Now about a little thing like this, I ordinarily would
bother, you said. But one thing I know about children, they got to have fathers. And as I look at Benny, I can plainly see Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he darn sure ain't from me.
Peter Ostrushko, along with Prudence Johnson on the vocals, Butch Thompson on the piano, Johnny Gimble on the fiddle, Tim Hennessy on the guitar, Tom Lewis on the bass, and Red Maddox on the drums with Benny's / Pennies from Heaven. The Benny's part was learned from Eddie Jefferson. Buddies of Swing from Peter Ostrushko on Red House Records, and we let off that set with the Country All-Stars from the recording Jazz from the Hills from back in October 1956, and we heard Royal Garden Blues. That was their first take on that tune. That's been reissued on Bear Family Records. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I hope you've enjoyed these past 2 weeks of jazz on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1604.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell,